Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Impressive. Most impressive. Don't act so surprised, Monsanto. You aren't on the mercy mission this time. Several pesticide biopharmacological crops were sent to this system. I want to know what happened to the tumors they grew. All right, being a little goofy here, Greg Palast, I'm writing that in my head as we go along there. Actually, I should do Autobot stuff. How about this? Autobots? Let me do it better. Transform and roll out. All right. I really want to do voiceovers. I've done a lot of voiceovers. It's fun. I've done national TV, movie voiceovers, you name it. I don't have time to do it, though. I'm sorry. Greg Palast is here. Mike Adams is coming in. And I'm in a good mood today, which I guess is a good thing. Greg, in the 4 minutes we've got closing, introing Monsanto, what's their bottom line? What's their goal? And what does the Monsanto Protection Act signed by Lord Obama mean?
Well, your children might have extra eyes, and I'm very, very worried about this because the Guardian newspapers of Britain asked me to investigate Monsanto after I got a number of documents in which the FDA was sending secret treaty material to Monsanto, confidential material, and Monsanto was getting inside information. This was being done by the Clinton administration. And then I found out that the FDA is basically a subsidiary of Monsanto. It's a massive revolving door, so that those running the FDA go in and out of Monsanto. They're very close to Hillary Clinton. And so I looked up what Hillary was up to. She goes to Africa and everyone says, oh, isn't it nice? She, you know, puts on the African headdress and she's all concerned about making sure that these poor Africans get to eat. Now, I was in the Congo. The Congo doesn't need any help. It's a very, very fertile place. It doesn't need special seeds. It doesn't need our help. It just needs us to stop killing people there and taking their diamonds. They'll do fine feeding themselves. But what did Hillary Clinton do? When she's in Africa, when the cameras are off, she says, okay, we're going to give you a lot of food aid. What the food aid is, you're going to buy GMO seeds from Monsanto. In particular, they push Roundup Ready seeds. Now, Roundup Ready from Monsanto means that these are seeds which are resistant, supposedly, to the pesticides, Roundup, which you buy from Monsanto. In other words, you get their seeds, but if you get their seeds, which the U.S. government gives you, they're no good to you unless you also spend a massive amount of money on their pesticide, Roundup. So you have to buy the package, and you have to buy it every year. So instead of making Africa food independent, we're making them completely Monsanto dependent. It's not about feeding Africa. Africans have lots of land, fertile land, lots of things to eat. Okay, the problem is civil war, the problem is theft, the problem is corruption. What they don't need is a bunch of seeds and chemicals from Monsanto. It's not about, again, so the Hillary Clinton Africa food program was about feeding Monsanto, not about feeding Africans. There's nothing to do with that. And now, if it really fed them, would that be a good idea? If it were safe, would it be a good idea? Well, I got some other documents. Monsanto sells a hormone called BST. BST is used to increase the amount of milk produced by cows. Sounds good. You know, we'll have more milk, same cow. Sounds like a deal. You just shoot the cow with this stuff. Problem? After a while, in the tests that Monsanto itself ran, they were finding after 6 weeks that the cows were beginning to, that there was pus in the cow's milk. The cows are getting tumors on their udders.
Well, that's okay. You just radiate the milk and boil it and pasteurize it, triple pasteurize, and make it the law so you can sell blood pus milk to people. What's wrong with that?
Well, the problem with that is that Monsanto, if they told us they were doing that, that's one thing. But what Monsanto did when they went to the FDA to get approval, they knocked off all the test data after 6 weeks. So the cows look fine. For the first 6 weeks, they're just producing a lot of milk. The tumors don't, the pus doesn't show up, the tumors don't show up for 6 weeks. So they lopped it off the test. And when two scientists in Britain were reviewing their data, and they said, well, what's all this extra data on this disc that you gave us? Monsanto sued these guys for theft of intellectual property and said that they would sue them under Britain's terrible libel laws if they released Monsanto's own testing.
I'll tell you what, I've got Mike Adams coming in, but I want you to finish that and have bookends and have him talk about it. Let's get Mike Adams in here. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Man, I tell you.
Mainstream media.
You want answers?
Then cover us. You want to stop tyranny?
Well, so do we.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Only I can introduce and interrupt my own intro. That's because I get so calm on air. That's a problem I have. It's just like, I've been on air and TV so much, Mike, that I can walk up to a crowd of 5,000 people and not even get butterflies. I can have people say, we're coming to your event to kill you, and I don't even get upset. I don't like it. What do you call that? Just like, I just, it's weird.
I don't know. I remember the first time I hosted for you, I was nervous as heck. And now it does feel normal. It feels more like a duty than a... You know, than anything else.
I think that's why we're not nervous. We hate the enemy and we love freedom.
And I think you and I, none of us really want to be doing this. We'd rather be doing something else.
Exactly.
But we feel a need to do this because we have to answer.
That's what we've got over the enemy. They've got a bunch of teleprompter reading narcissists. And we've got people that really want liberty.
That's right. That's right. We want to win so we can go home with our families and be on our farms and mind our own business.
Did you hear me play part of that Charlton Heston speech where he says, the farmers are the first to smell the stench of tyranny?
Oh, I didn't hear that today.
Well, I'm going to play it later. Okay. We've got Greg Powell, speaking investigative journalist, just finishing up from the last hour. He was telling the story about Monsanto and covering up what their hormone was doing to the cow milk and how it was giving them tumors and stuff. And then when the scientist actually, you know, they'd given the data to, found that it wasn't all erased off the disc, even though it was supposedly the test, when they were found to be fraudulent, they threatened to sue them and go after them for libel. That's like when they infect your crops and you've got proof you bought regular seeds, but their stuff got into your deal. Because, you know, it's like one mommy, one daddy with plants, for those that don't know. It could be 1% Monsanto's pollen that got into your corn or soybeans. The courts are owned by them, and now they have liability protection, do whatever they want. They are God. So in closing, and that's why Mike Adams is coming today with his lovely wife, the doctor. And he, of course, is the health ranger of naturalnews.com. But I wanted you guys to be able to talk. Have you guys ever talked together?
No, but I'm a huge fan of Pallas and his work, and I've heard his interviews on your show, and he's been right on. I mean,
absolutely. So just in closing, Greg Pallas of gregpallas.com, BBC, ABC News, investigative journals, former federal fraud investigator. Everybody knows Mike Adams. Everybody knows you. Finish up your story on Monsanto and tell me where their end game is with Obama's Monsanto Protection Act.
Okay, I'll make it quick because I got to jet out of here.
I should say,
if you go to gregpallas.com, type in Monsanto in the search engine, you'll find my investigative reports, which are not in America, only in The Guardian and throughout Europe. And one of the businesses that they buy themselves sick political protection, and it's not just this new national law. The World Trade Organization rules require what is called harmonization. Now, that sounds nice, like a barbershop quartet. What it means is that no nation who's a member of a World Trade Organization can restrict products that are on a list that has been created by the World Trade Organization.
So it's global corporate governance, circumventing the national and sub-state systems. It is imperial conquest.
Well, if it's supposed to be protecting us by saying these are the safe products. The problem is that the list, as I found out, was illegally sent to Monsanto. Monsanto actually put their own people on these committees.
No.
Which to make
That's
sure...
All they do.
To make sure that their products are on without the testing, and while they were hiding the information on the testing, that this stuff gives you tumors. Look, I don't have a particular.
But what's wrong with that? Everybody gets one now. I mean, you know, children, it's normal to have a 3,000% increase in pediatric, or is it 10,000? That's 10,000. Breast cancer is 3,000. What's wrong with that? You're an extremist. You got to thank Monsanto. In fact, that's patent infringement. When you grow that tumor and you die, they should take your entire estate because you stole their genetic material.
That's right. You stole their tumor. But this is what we're doing. In other words, always look out. As soon as someone, as Hillary Clinton starts telling you that we are feeding those poor Africans, what we're doing is that we are hooking their economic system into a dependence on Monsanto. And I heard a Monsanto guy on something that called on the petroleum broadcast system say, well, we sell these genetically modified seeds so you don't have to use terrible pesticides. He doesn't tell you that Roundup Ready soy, the whole point of it is that you can dump tons of their pesticide on it and supposedly safely.
But about all the BT stuff where it grows its own pesticide?
Yeah, it is so.
Here's
the problem.
We have to plant the safe zone so the bees don't all die. We have to plant other corn for the bees, but then because they get hungry and eat the poison corn and die, but we're supposed to eat it.
You know what? It's not an exaggeration. It's not hysterical to say that Monsanto is in the cancer for profit business. And I'm sorry that I see Democrats and Republicans. It's just one, the right pocket or the left pocket, but they're still in the pocket.
Well, in closing, yeah, Bill Gates is on their board. So is McDonald's. It's all, and then he's in the whole cancer business. I mean, this makes perfect sense. They're making money coming and going.
Go to gregpallas.com, get the films, and type in Monsanto. Thank you for bringing this up. I have to listen to MSDNC to know what my betters are telling me to think about today.
All right, good job, and thanks for coming on with us, extremist.
Bye.
And you may be sued for stealing tumors. All right, Mike Adams, I think that's actually, I shouldn't give Monsanto ideas. They own all the courts. Maybe that's going to be the new thing, Mike Adams, is that...
Yeah, I mean, tumors replicate, therefore they do violate the patents on the cancer viruses that are in the vaccines as well as. But look,
so you're maybe you go to jail.
Yeah,
when they give you a vaccine, you die of cancer. That's theft.
Well, right now, 20% of the human genome is owned, according to the U.S. patent.
No, that's why I meant it.
By universities. So when you have children, you are technically in violation of patents.
No. In fact, I want to officially predict this is not dark satire. that they will start going and testing and even telling you, we gave you cancer, but you'll be too dumb to know that from the fluoride, and now we're going to charge your estate for the patented cancer we gave you.
You're right.
No, I'm serious.
But look, I brought you...
They already charge you to while they're killing you.
This is non-GMO, grown in the U.S.
I know, we eat it and we sell it. It's like candy.
This is going to be in your store. We're working with Weldon right now. Have you tasted it?
Yeah, it's like candy.
This is real food. This is real food. We don't have to eat cancer-causing GMOs. And everybody, I was getting it to your
terrorism
crew out here, and they were loving it. They were like...
Terrorism.
I think CJ was like, pour milk on it. Make cereal out of it.
Yeah, why does it taste like candy? I didn't even know corn was like that.
It's super sweet corn with no chemicals, no fillers, no excipients, none of that.
So it's like old cooked corn.
It's like the way your grandparents used to grow corn. This is real food.
I heard that women once breastfed.
Yeah. It's a myth, you know. And also, another thing is that I brought you, this is from our farm. My wife.
Unradiated? Is that illegal?
These are chicken eggs from free-range chickens fed a non-GMO diet and a non-soy diet.
That's pretty extreme.
Most delicious eggs. So...
Unfortunately, we're not selling those on the shopping cart.
I know. They wouldn't make it through shipping. But we got to get back to real food, Alex. That's the answer.
According to you, an extremist.
Well, a patriot.
No, a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, right.
If you go to all the Monsanto studies where the rats and guinea pigs get giant tumors when three generations are sterile and totally deformed, it doesn't matter if it's true. I say conspiracy theory.
Well, then, I suppose it's true, because I do believe in another technology called aquaponics also, which is a decentralized, self-replicating, peer-to-peer food production technology.
Oh, my gosh.
It is the answer to globalist centralized food system control. So I want to urge...
Tell folks about those evil greenhouses with the fish.
Aquaponics grows food and fish together. The fish provide the fertilizer for the plants,
your
medicine and your food. The plants clean the water of the fish.
Terrorist.
So you're producing protein, fish oils in the fish, vegetables, herbs, and medicines all together with no soil and one-tenth the water of traditional agriculture.
This sounds pretty extreme.
Yeah, and it could be the answer to feeding the resistance, Alex. Look at what the government is doing with...
Get out of here. You're extreme. I'm serious. Guys, shut his mic off.
Look at this.
No. I watch the followers or the following, and anybody that talks about freedom is a serial killer.
Resistance fighters in the info war or any other type of war for freedom, they got to eat. How do you grow food? You do it in secret aquaponic...
You grow tumors from McDonald's food and you eat your tumor.
That was aquaponics.
You grow tumors on your back. Maybe Monsanto could create a genetic engineering where you grow tumors that pop out your back and you eat them. Like you could grow McDonald's hamburgers out of your back. They can do that, you know, with the pharmacological crops.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Like the GMO rats with all those tumors.
Well, no, you can drink Pepsi. You drink Pepsi with fetal tissue.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And then you eat the tumors that grow. Maybe like little dead rotten babies pop out.
Like McTumor ribs.
McTumor.
McTumor sandwiches. A little barbecue flavor. A little... a silly putty chemical that they have in the nuggets.
You can tell I've gone over the rainbow here, over the mountain today due to the overload of insanity.
Yes.
When we come back, what are you going to break down with the Monsanto?
The Monsanto Protection Act, that's our name for it, but it was signed by Obama, which means, importantly, that Obama is now willing to betray progressives. He's betraying the left.
Never.
Really into food, right? And really into anti- corporations, anti-Monsanto, GMO labeling.
Not if Obama does it, though. They like poor people having their taxes raised when he said he wouldn't.
He's losing his own support base now in a huge way. I've never seen such an outcry as this against Obama signing the Monsanto Protection Act. So now people are waking up in record numbers and saying, wow, if he's going to side with Monsanto and not stand up for GMO labeling or safe food and safe ecological impacts of these GMOs, then what does Obama stand for at all if he doesn't stand for safety?
Well, when I watch cop shows, almost every episode they have terrorists that are against Monsanto. Even though that's not real, I think I'm going to keep eating Monsanto, and I think I'm going to keep supporting Obama because I don't want to be a terrorist. Because TV shows, fantasy shows said it was... I mean, and that's not creepy to have every show demonizing liberty lovers. I mean, that doesn't mean we have a bad government or there's propaganda. It means we're in a good country.
I guess. I mean, I don't even... I haven't watched TV in so many years. I'm afraid if I turned it on, I would freak out.
Believe me, if you turn it on, we are living in a freaking lunatic. Listen. The propaganda is like cartoon satire level. I've read stuff that famous satirists and people wrote like in the 70s and 60s, it's 20 times that. I mean, we're living in cuckoo Fruit Loop land. Stay with us.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I was having a little bit of fun there, and it's not fun, it's more like gallows humor, but Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is here. I'm telling you, the leader in health in this country, more and more. I mean, in the past, you could say you were probably the number two guy under Mercola. And Mercola does a great job. I just think you're more hardcore. So it's very exciting to see. I mean, you've been huge for a decade, but you're really exploded there. And that is very exciting. And it's great to have you living here in Austin.
I'm very uncensored. You know, I really admire what Mercola has done over the years and all the others out there. But I really like guys like you and people like Ronnie Cummins of Organic Consumers, even though politically he's a little different from you and I, but he's got courage. He goes out and bullhorns people in the middle of the trade show.
No, it's time for humanity to rise up and say, it's over, okay?
Yeah.
We're not eating your bioweapons.
Yeah, I just admire people who have backbone. It's like you were saying the other day, you know how people are getting eaten by coyotes. You know, coyotes are scared to death of humans. All you have to do is stand up and growl, you know.
But in no history have they ever eaten humans.
Until now.
People fall down and roll because they've been...
I just don't get it.
911. 911.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it. What is this infatuation with calling 911 and not being able to...
What is the infatuation with, groveling and being weak?
I don't get it.
They think if you become a man or a woman and get strong, that's scary because they're tapping into all that ferocity.
You know, I just figure because you and I both, we believe in the afterlife. We believe in the existence of the spirit and the soul. If we were to die tomorrow, we know that our life was lived with purpose and we didn't back down against evil. We stood up to it. And that's a life worth living no matter how many years are involved. Period.
And we don't do it because we're on a power trip. We do it because we're tuned in. I mean, it's just you just do it. It's not even courage. People are always, oh, thanks for your courage. And I don't say I don't have courage to sit there and act like I'm self-deprecating. It isn't courage, folks. It's that I'm alive.
Yeah, I mean, like you, I have to hold myself back from saying more sometimes.
Exactly.
The normal default operation mode for me is to blow the whistle, warn people, tell the truth, you know, and also innovate, create abundance where possible, spread the word about things that work, health and medicine and so on. But blowing the whistle on things that are bad, that's just my natural state of existence. I can't hardly hold that back, and I don't think we should. But speaking of that, Monsanto Protection Act, a big deal. I know that. I think that's why you want to.
Yeah, let's get into that.
About that. I always like to bring props and things when I come in because
you bought Obamnium last time.
Yeah, that's right. And your son had a heyday with that.
It helps turn a female senator into a gargoyle.
A female gargoyle into a U.S. senator.
Ah, I couldn't tell the difference. Hey, have you seen the new magazine?
Marco's handed it to me back there, but I haven't had a chance to flip through it. What's
well, no, it's a.
There she is, Senator Feinstein, as a. Oh my gosh! Please don't show me that again. She's dressed in lingerie. With a devil tail. What's that on her hip there? What is that?
It's a gun.
Is it a gun?
It's Betty Page with her head on it.
Oh, my.
And it says, hi, I'm Senator Dianne Feinstein, and I love liberty, April Fools. We just did it as a joke. I mean, and people go, oh, it's a lady. I mean, it's a full-body bathing suit, basically. So it's like 50s,
it's
you know.
It's like her neck is stitched together like a Frankenstein.
Yeah, it's a joke. It's a joke. Deal. They don't like being made fun of, so there you go.
No, humor is the best way to go after
me. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Tell us what you're going to cover when we come back in the next long segment, because you've got a whole breakdown of the Monsanto Protection Act.
Well, yeah, I'll give you the brief overview of the Monsanto Protection Act just because some people are still out there denying it. Just like they say, there are no bullets, Alex. There are no bullets. Oh, and by the way, I have a great idea for your store. You should sell imaginary bullets for $1 billion because the government's buying that.
Exactly.
Yeah, just have imaginary bullets.
Because it's on the purchase site.
Shipping is free, man. Shipping is free. You have imaginary bullets, imaginary armored vehicles.
Because they're buying them on the official government site,
that's right.
But they don't exist.
They don't exist, so you could sell those
things. Wait, that's how they're telling the truth. They're buying imaginary tanks.
It's all imaginary, and you could get in the business of selling imaginary hardware. It's very profitable, man. You don't even need to make anything. That's the whole new Obama economy. It's beautiful. Anyway, that was my idea for your store that I had.
I actually think that's an idea.
Yeah. Sell imaginary bullets. Anyway, when we come back, how far? Oh, we got a few.
Just tell us what's coming up.
We're going to cover the Monsanto Protection Act, but mostly the backlash, the power of the internet, the power of independent media like InfoWars.
Of extremist.
To set the meme. The very name Monsanto Protection Act was created by the alternative media, the alternative activist.
Who launched the first torpedo?
I don't know who came up with that. I don't know. I tried to find it, but it was just too...
But no, the system's lost control of the whole narrative.
Yes.
So now they're just saying there are no drones, and like Gibbs said, the drones are real, there's a program, but I'm told saying they don't exist.
Right, right. He admits it. They admit it. But anyway, we are winning.
You know, the Pentagon has 30,000 imaginary drones. I mean, they have them, but they don't exist.
You can sell imaginary drones, Alex.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
I'd like to share a revelation that I've had during my time here. It came to me when I tried to classify your species. I realized that you're not actually mammals. Every mammal on this planet instinctively develops a natural equilibrium with the surrounding environment, but you humans do not. You move to an area and you multiply. Multiply until every natural resource is consumed. The only way you can survive is to spread to another area. There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what it is? A virus. Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet. You are a plague. We are the cure.
Resist. resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We've got the article up at Infowars.com, but I thought I'd go over to DrudgeReport.com because it's got the ridiculous photo of him there ordering the targets. Kim Jong-un, the third-generation dictator that grew up in the poshest private school in the world, probably in Switzerland, and is admittedly obsessed with all U.S. media about him and stars and Dennis Rodman. So we had to be treated with that. So I thought that was the most bizarre thing. But about a year ago, Paul Watson was sent by a doctor, the Journal of Bioethics, endorsing killing babies up to three, including completely healthy ones. And, of course, now they're saying, yeah, let's kill old people. Well, now Planned Parenthood official publicly at a government board meeting, arguing for right to post-birth abortion. See, because it's not a human being anyways. And folks, you're like, well, that seems crazy. By the way, that's called murder. It's murder. But now they're saying, well, no, Peter Singer, the head of the bioethicist who said this 20 years ago, no, we'll decide if you're a human, period. And people don't know. I've had Wesley R. Smith on many times, Wall Street Journal writer. There have been thousands of people he's chronicled who are under government custody or paralyzed, neck down, begging for food and water, and they dehydrate them. So they use Terri Schiavo because they could argue, is she brain dead or not, to sell killing people they say are brain dead. They're killing them every day. I could open the phones up right now and have nurses call in going, yes, Mrs. Johnson's on the second floor begging for water, day 10. Blood is now dripping out of mouth because, you know, all the stuff cracks and it all goes to core organs. And so we saw this video, Planned Parenthood official argues for right to post-birth abortion. We're going to play that after we get into the Monsanto issue. But when you let these are psychopaths, and now government, the corporations that control it, they want bigger palaces, more jobs, their minions want it. So they're saying, we kill people, we get that. A shrinking pie is what empowers us. But there's the video. We'll play it. Weekly Standard. And see, now we're the extremist because we don't want to lethally inject a three-year-old baby that's totally healthy. They argue for that. Go ahead.
Didn't that other abortion doctor kill babies with a pair of scissors?
Yeah, and he's being defended. Well, it's racist. He was mainly black babies, and it's racist. He was black.
It's racist.
If you don't kill them with scissors, you have to stab them in the neck, or you're racist.
It's incredible. I mean,
by the way, we're not being joking here.
This is not a joke.
See, we were joking earlier about them lying, but no, but it's all real.
But you could not come up with a better example of the demonic, the destruction of humanity, the satanic infestation of the human psyche. I mean, this is it.
I'm waiting for the Southern Baptist Convention to endorse this. They have endorsed taking our guns.
Yeah, why wouldn't they endorse it? But, I mean, a baby is born. It's breathing. The heart, it's alive. It has consciousness. You know, it's looking around. And then to kill that baby and to argue for these people, Planned Parenthood.
Look, there's the headline. They say it's racist if you don't.
You know, that's clearly murder. That's murder, murder, murder. These people are murderers. And the other part is they want to kill us, Alex, for daring to blow the whistle on it, to tell the truth about it, to say, no, killing babies is wrong. Therefore, we should be killed.
And look at this, how weird and soft and piggy-like, you know, the woman who endorses it is. They all have this weird, soft look, and they get off on weird stuff, like, we're going to get rid of babies after they're born. They're like, yeah, we're liberal. I mean, it's just like, when does it end with these freaks?
But these are the same kind of people who are afraid of coyotes, who are, afraid of a firearm, who, you know, they're soulless wimps. Their souls have been evacuated, maybe even replaced with something else. I'm telling you, Alex, I think there's more to this than just what we're seeing. I think there's some kind
of... Listen, my wife was in PETA and was one of the only ones. In fact, a book summary that I advised her not to do that got pulled was leaked to newspapers, and the whole thing about how they pressure them to adopt animals so they can inject them. And she told me stuff, and now it's all come out. I said, no one will believe that. Because she was only there for like a year and a half, but like 6 months in, they said, well, you're going to the inner sanctum, which 1 out of 1,000 did. And I already knew about eugenics and all these people, but that's what she just said. She said they're basically demonic. And the stuff she described, and she got out of it, you know, because she's like within days of it. I mean, she was brought right into the top of it. She's the one that threw, a raccoon on Anna Wintour. Or the lady from Vogue, she's the lady that you know that Rush Limbaugh talked for all the time. My wife, and I'm telling you, it totally woke her up. You know, I mean, she eats meat and stuff now.
Look at these mass shooters; they're always Satan worshippers. They have like a little.
My wife just wanted to save animals.
Well, right. I understand.
No. But she got in there.
Up into this.
They're like, he must adopt animals so we can. And it would just, oh my God, I can't even say it.
But at what point? At what point does this demonic entity sort of take over someone's psyche? I mean, how does it happen?
Well, the test was, would they go adopt an animal? The Nazis had that, where they'd make the SS get a dog for like a year, raise it as a puppy, and then have to strangle it. And basically, that's what it was. She didn't even understand it. Now I understand what it was for.
Yeah.
Will you go adopt a dog, keep it for a month, and then lethally inject it in the office? Remember the cops, after they got this information, caught the guy throwing like 100 of them in a dumpster that they'd gone out and gotten? But the point is, I know I'm interrupting. It's just, you see this.
We need a nationwide exorcism.
This is demon force. Yes, it is.
That's what I'm saying. We need a nationwide exorcism. We need some kind of force of ultimate love, universal, like, I don't know, God, to come in.
Maybe we should have like a month.
Exorcise all the demons.
For like a month, have everybody pray on the air. Like, yeah. Everybody for America. Could have the spirit of Satan lifted.
Something's got to happen. You know, I actually researched and did stories on afterlife experiences, and they, even one was a doctor. I know this wasn't the topic again, but he said that in his contact with the Creator in the afterlife, which he came back from, he said that Earth was set aside as the place with the most evil because it was a testing ground. That's what he said.
No, every culture who don't even have that cosmology, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
The guardian angel, all of it.
So doesn't that mean our role as spiritual beings is to stand up against evil as a test of who we really are? I mean, that's the goal. If you don't live a life standing up to evil, then you fail. You fail.
Well, it's like the Stanford prison studies where 90%+ would kill subjects you've ordered to by the professor.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, torture them to death.
And that's what this planet is. Yeah. Will people take orders from Satan?
And apparently they will. But anyway, getting to...
But I mean, now we've got to kill the baby or you're bad. I mean, you're not want to kill a three-year-old baby? What's wrong with you?
it's insane. Do you want to get...
Yeah. I mean, because they're partially aborting all of us right now with the GMO. Get into it.
Well, that's the thing. But look, Obama signed it. And Rappaport did a good article on that, saying that, well, Obama didn't know what he was signing. Well, what does that mean? If he didn't know what he was signing, does that mean we have a president who accidentally signs anything that's put in front of him? We have an accidental president?
And Rappaport hates Obama. I didn't read his article. He thinks it's an accident. I don't think so. Obama does whatever. He just does whatever he's told.
Well, exactly. No, Obama was saying that that's the excuse that other people are putting out there. But look, you, Senator Roy Blunt sat down and wrote this rider, Section 735, the Monsanto Protection Act rider. He wrote that with Monsanto's attorneys. So senators were conspiring to it. And then Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski, she was the head of the...
That woman looks like a demonic Muppet. I'm going to tell Hollywood something. If you did a demonic character like her, that like at night grows giant fangs and eats children, let's put Mikulski up there. I mean, I'm sorry. She's a very scary lady.
Well, she was the head of the committee that allowed this to go in to kind of sneak attack this writer into the bill. So she snuck it in, and then the very next day, she's on her website celebrating a monument for Harriet Tubman, the American history hero of the Underground Railroad. I mean, come on. What hypocrisy. Tubman helped free people who were enslaved.
No, but they always do things to look good while they're...
But it's the exact opposite. Mikulski is enslaving people who were once free. She is the opposite of the heroes of history.
Exactly. Tell folks what it does.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. It gives Monsanto the power to override federal courts. If the courts say that that crop, that GMO crop, is dangerous or that it might pose an ecological threat, for example, a runaway crop plague, a self-replicating genetic pollution disaster, and an agricultural apocalypse.
It shows they are above the national security grid. They are the government.
Monsanto can override the courts, period. The language is right here. They must be, quote, immediately granted temporary permits or temporary deregulation so that they can engage in continued cultivation and commercialization. Those are the words right out of the bill. So this is now handing over the power of the federal government to the biotech industry. This is fascism.
Well, I mean, that's what I was talking about with Palast earlier. That's what the World Trade Organization does. It doesn't create free trade where governments can, you know, and people can agree to, you know, not having tariffs. It allows them to make you buy their products. You can't say no. And they can force GMO onto your streets.
Well, look at the patterns here. Monsanto suing the farmers, like Greg Palast was covering there. Monsanto claiming intellectual property rights over seeds that replicate, claiming to own these seeds, and any seeds that blow into your field, you're liable for too as a farmer. Monsanto's ultimate goal is to own the intellectual property of every food-producing seed and crop in the world.
And they brag, infect everything so you don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice. Also, if you grow GMOs, your soil is destroyed by the use of the herbicides and the insecticides that are grown in the crop. Your soil is destroyed, and it will take roughly a decade to recover to grow healthy plants again without the use of all those chemicals and GMOs. So they're destroying the farmland.
And so it's our patriotic duty to get into gardening. And I thought about this in Europe. They plant on the highways or, you know, in areas. I think everybody should get heirloom, non-GMO seeds, you know, that produce seeds the next year. That's why you can't get the hybrids. And start aggressively planting them everywhere. I had this epiphany yesterday that I'm going to just launch an operation to get the best, least expensive non-GMO seeds and have people not just plant a garden, but go around on the highways and byways and by old railroad tracks and wherever and just plant them. And a lot of it will end up growing up and living and then reproducing. And I just had like this almost a vision
key
that it's like how we will attack their bioweapon wave by Johnny Apple seeding other things. Fruit trees, Apple, you name it.
Yes.
Weaponize it. We're going to counter weaponize. Destroy them.
You've nailed it. Also, because think about right now, a lot of people have purchased firearms and they've purchased ammo and they've got all that stockpiled, but they haven't figured out a way. And they may even have some food stockpiled, but that's not self-replicating food. A seed is a self-replicating natural nanotechnology that produces food.
We can talk to farmers and create a battle plan of where to plant stuff.
Well, absolutely, and the basic idea is plant it everywhere you can.
And you know they're going to try to chop them down, too.
But ultimately, the government is going to say, if you want to eat, turn in your guns.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So how we beat them is just farming and chickens everywhere.
Because even these people who have firearms and ammo, where do they get their food? They still go down to the grocery store. That is still...
Yeah, so you have storable food until you... Go and work at a co-op with a farmer. Come and help him. Learn how to do it with him. I mean, you don't have to have the land to do it. You've just got to reach out and turn off your television. The power of 7 billion humans will crush the enemy. If we all just put a little bit of force together, it's an unstoppable force.
This gets to aquaponics again. You can covertly grow food inside using aquaponics. No soil needed. You don't even need sunlight if you're willing to buy the electricity for the lights. But you can grow fish protein. You can grow medicinal herbs. Herbs that can help you survive a plague. You know, when they release the bioweapons, how are you going to live through that?
Well, it was people in the country that had the wives' tales who hadn't been exterminated, being called witches, who knew the herbs to live. And that's why the Renaissance is it wiped out all the decadent, corrupt bureaucrats and people, and only the farmers were left. That caused the Renaissance.
Right, and you can grow medicine at 3 times the speed in an aquaponic system versus growing it in soil. In a very compact amount of space, you can grow a lot of food. This is going to be key. And actually, Alex, I'm building an aquaponic system. I'm going to put it on film. I'm going to share the how-to and everything. I've been researching this for a long time. This is key.
No, I know you've been telling me about it a while back. Very terrorist.
I mean, you got to have self-defense, obviously. You got to defend yourself.
Terrorist.
But eventually, you got to eat.
Terrorist.
And you got to be able to eat without depending on a centralized...
So what do we do? What do we do about this? What do we do about this bill? I mean, don't we go for a move to repeal it just like Obamacare?
Well, absolutely we do. But I also think that there's how long can this entire system of insanity last? You know, how long is the U.S. government as we know it going to exist? I don't know the answer to that, but I have a feeling that all of these ridiculous laws that they're putting into place, like this one, are going to be irrelevant within a few years because of bigger changes.
I agree. And that's why they're running around buying all the weapons they can while saying we shouldn't have weapons, that we murdered the children at Sandy Hook, which was a clear false flag.
Yeah.
People say no children died. No, they grease real kids. They like it. And not only does it make it more real, if they'll do Oklahoma City, 9/11, Fast and Furious, Gulf of Tonkin, of course they killed a bunch of real kids. Do they have some actors that back it up and put out their story? Yes, of course they did.
By the way, yesterday, the Associated Press reported, and I have a screenshot of this, they reported that, you know how the warrant came out, the warrant information for Adam Lanza, the supposed, you know, the Sandy Hook shooter?
Yes.
Associated Press reported that they found a shotgun inside the glove box of a Honda Civic belonging to Adam Lanza.
Which just shows the total lot. They even have propaganda.
Insanity.
Well, no, their own operatives have never even been around guns and are so domesticated now that they say things that aren't. That's one thing. The enemy's technocrats, the globalists want such wimps under them that they're like toddling morons. And that's why I don't get, why are we letting such scum dominate us?
Well, but the good flip side of that is if DHS arms, let's say, all the TSA agents, and they try to create an instant army by putting guns in their hands. They're going to shoot each other more than they're going to shoot anybody else. They don't know anything.
No, that's it. We're just following the orders of like pig vomit. I mean, it's like getting on the ground and worshiping vomit. I mean, they're just, it's just these people are nothing.
They really are nothing. They don't count. They don't count in human history. They don't count in the eyes of the Creator. They are here as failed examples of failed souls that have no real future. They will be judged as failures, and whether or not you believe in reincarnation, some people do, some people don't, but if you do, it means they're going to come back as a toad or something to try again. You know, they are failures at every level, spiritual, intellectual, personal. They are failures. And we who stand for real justice in the universe, we are, and I'm not trying to sound arrogant, I'm just saying we're doing our duty, that's all. We're nothing big, we're just doing our duty to stand up for
what we're doing. Well, I mean, exactly, it's not some wonderful thing to stand up against saying let's kill babies now after they're born. I mean, we always told you that was coming, that they're eugenicists. It's not about women's choices. Gay marriage isn't about not hating people. I don't hate anybody. It's about destroying families, folks. I mean, they say that. It's so there's no kids.
Yeah, you can't say it's my choice to just murder my baby with a pair of scissors. That's not a choice. That's murder.
Exactly, but I mean, all their agendas, well, I mean, you're an extremist. Killing babies is loving.
Apparently.
Now they're saying kill old people. That's loving.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Who, you know, co-host the show sometimes. Hey, I'm not looking to take off time, but you want to come in here sometime next week, host show?
Yeah, sure, I'll host it for you. Yeah, you just
think. I know you got like five companies and best-selling books and mammoth health food operations.
I can barely run my own life. I'm on the treadmill at midnight, man. My exercise window is from midnight to 1 a.m. now. It's that insane.
Yeah, me too.
It's crazy. But yeah, I'll host. Not Monday, but. Any other day?
No, let's do someday.
All right.
How about next Thursday?
That's perfect.
Perfecto?
Sounds good.
Magnificent?
I'll get
the
it right.
Only way that I won't interrupt you. Actually, it's a great banner we have back and forth. Most people think they're going to have like hour-long non-dialogues. Listen, everybody I talk to sees the otherworldly bizarreness, absurdist weirdness that's going on. Billy Corgan, I agree with him, says, clearly the flashpoint's about to come. How do we get to the zombies and expose Planet Hoax to them?
I think the zombies have to experience some of what we're talking about before they wake up. Now, that's begun to happen in many ways, and a lot of people are waking up, but there's a resistance to reality in the minds of those who have been, you know, Obama worshippers, or just sort of status quo defenders.
And once you buy into bad stuff, you've got to keep shining on like,
yeah.
I guess we should kill babies up to three.
But you know, mostly what it is, Alex, is people care so much what their peers think about them. They are so socially tied to the idea of acceptance that they don't even dare mention your name or...
No, that's why they have videos where they just laugh for 5 minutes right. At Charlton Heston over nothing. People go, that's it, I want to turn my guns in. I don't want to be laughed at. I mean... Maybe there's something wrong with us, because I could care less what people think about me.
I'm the same way. I could care less. But that is a sense of ultimate freedom and the ultimate pursuit of truth. It's to, number one, decide that you don't care what people think about you or say about you.
I only care about people that I'm intimate with, people that I'm friends with, because I've decided to love them, and then it's very painful when they fall to the demonic possession. You were talking about during the break. Have you seen it spreading? People are like going, turning into like little zombies.
Yeah.
Where they actually go, and they don't even know they're doing it. Have you been seeing that?
I mean, I haven't seen that in my own circle very much, but at large, yeah, that's definitely happening. I think, Alex, I think not only is there a spiritual invasion happening, but I also think something's happening on our planet with a lot of metals. I'm finding we're spending thousands of dollars on lab tests. This is going to be a big breaking story that we're the source, and I'll bring it to you when we have it. But we're testing arsenic levels, cadmium levels,
and vitamins and minerals,
and food, everyday food. There's a lot.
And the breaking news is, what percentage are you finding high levels in? It's, as you said, it's astronomical.
It's certain foods have ridiculously high levels. Across the board, it's not that much, but if you eat certain things, you get spiked with a dose of arsenic, and arsenic will drive you mad.
And it's some stuff that health people are eating. What is it?
It is some stuff that health people are eating. I'm not prepared to reveal it yet, but let me just say this. Raw food vegans who are juicing, some of them have gone insane, and I've seen it personally because I used to be in that realm. They've gone insane, and now I know why. And
well, okay, it's just like tea. You shouldn't drink a lot of tea because it pulls fluoride out of the soil.
Yeah.
Or you need to get tea that's grown in areas that don't have natural sodium fluoride.
Certain plants, like tea, will pull certain metals and certain chemicals into their structure. And some plants do it more than others, and some have more affinity to different metals. Also, metals have a different absorption rate based on the pH of the soil they're grown in. So some plants, such as blueberries, for example, have to be grown in more acidic soils. They will tend to take up more iron because iron is unlocked at more acidic pHs. Sorry, I don't mean to get...
So I shouldn't eat blueberries?
No, blueberries are great. You need that.
Well, listen, I know your report's coming out. You spent all the money, but what are some of the things you got to look out for?
You got to look out for things that come out of the ocean. That's the clue. The ocean's polluted.
So it's fish, seaweed.
I'll bring you the details later, but that's the clue for now.
All right, Mike Adams, stay there. I want to talk more on the other side about the Monsanto Worship Act.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.